Well, a God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. For the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about faith and about righteousness. Faith, which is acting on the promises of God, and righteousness, the best meaning of which I can find is right standing before God. Why am I hammering this home? Because the traditions of man have made void the word of God. And I'm trying to put God and what he has done, what his gospel is. I want to hammer it home that your confidence, not or courage in God's word, courage being 90% of faith, might increase as you hear the word of God, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is not my message. We are emphasizing the word of God, as Jesus said, in John 17, thy word is truth. The Greek word is aletheia. The synonym for aletheia is reality. God's word is real. It's not what we feel. It's not what we see. Although in his loving kindness, God does manifest some of his promises to us in this life. But I want for faith to come, because Jesus said, when I return, shall I find faith? Now, the simple fact of the gospel is this, that the just, Romans 1:17, that the just shall live by faith, as we've said so often. The original in the Greek is a dike word. It is the essence of which is the righteous by faith shall live. Now hold on to that thought so I don't have to repeat it as often as we're going to encounter it in the teaching today. Righteousness, best definition, right standing before God. So let's go to some scriptures. I want to go to the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. The 13th verse says, for the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they, which are of the law, be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. 17th verse says, as it is written, God speaking, I have made thee father of many nations. Before him whom he believed. Pisteos, verb theid. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. Now listen to this. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. This is God our Father speaking. Calleth those things which are not me as though they were. You who are faithing. 18th verse, speaking of Abraham, who against hope faithed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. 19th verse, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now, the original language is so important. The English, although the King James Bible, and that's what the text I'm quoting from, is the most printed translation of any language in the world of Scripture, it still needs some research going back to the original languages and the grammar thereof of the Greek. For this word, it says, and being not weak in faith, it is in the dative case, which speaks of location, that faith that was in Abraham caused him not to consider his own body now dead. 20th verse. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, that is apistis. There's no neutral neutrality in the word faith. It's either you either have faith or no faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through no faith, but was strong in faith. Again, it's in the dative. That faith is located in him, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded, King James, what he had promised, being fully persuaded what God had promised, he was able, that is, God was able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. We need a little edification on this one. And therefore, it was logizomai, spoken by God to him for righteousness. Now, this word righteousness is in the accusative case. That's something being done on a subject from outside the subject. That's an act of God. God gives us right standing before him. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was logisomai imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, logisomai again, if we faith on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised. King James, for our justification. No, for our decay. Ooh, again, a decay word. And again, folks, listen. It's in the accusative case. It's done to us from an outside agency. That outside agency is God. That righteousness comes not from us. It comes from another source, and that source is God, our Father. Now, look, that 20th verse of the 4th chapter of Romans says, and he staggered not at the promise of God. I have a book. It was given to me years ago, actually, by my sister. She had heard me talk about it, and she found it and bought it and gave it to me. It's a study done by a man over 50 years he spent in the scriptures, and he counted over 8,000 promises of God. And as we began today, and as I've said countless number of times, faith is acting on the promises of God. You, whatever your circumstance is, there is a promise of God which addresses it and should encourage us to hang on to that promise in spite of whatever circumstance we might find ourselves in that seems to deny the promise of God, because the Word of God is real. The Word of God is reality. Let's go to the 3rd chapter of Galatians. In that chapter, 7 times we encounter the word promise. Let's look at them. 14th verse of that 3rd chapter of Galatians. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was, listen to this, which was 430 years after God made the promise to Abraham, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. 18th verse 4, if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. 19th verse. Wherefore, or why then, serve the law? It was added because of transgressions. The inability of any human being to perform the more than 600 laws found in the Pentateuch, God was trying to make a point. You can't do it by your performance. I can't do it by my performance. So there's got to be something else. And God, in his loving kindness, in Christ Jesus our Lord, gave us the gospel and told us of the power of the gospel, that the righteous by faith shall live. It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained of angels, ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. 22nd verse. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise of faith, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ, it's not even our faith, it's the faith of Jesus Christ, might be given to them that faith, that grab hold of the promises. And if ye be in Christ, the 29th verse says, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You know, I had printed out this list, but now I have to go back to the scriptures because I want to make a point here. So bear with me as I get to the scripture that we need to get to. Going to the fourth chapter of Galatians, verse 22, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was born of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Now Paul gets really harsh here, and I love it. He says in the 30th verse of that same chapter, Let's go to the 29th verse, because we all have those people in our life who are ready to point a finger at us, who by sight may not measure up to what they think God is looking for, but God's looking for faith. But nevertheless, it says, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman, those people who are in the flesh and think somehow they perform, shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Why? He says, now, brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise, of God's promise. There's a verse in Ephesians 1:13, just to hammer the point home. It says, in whom ye also trusted, that is a word, pitheo, it's because you've been persuaded, because you've heard the word of God and faith came and you were persuaded, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of the good news of your salvation, in whom also after that ye have faithed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. God promised to those who were trusting him, who were faithing in him, who were grabbing hold of his promises, as we've said before, as though they are more real than what than anything that we may encounter in this life that might suggest they weren't. The promise is God would give us his Spirit. Now, it says in Isaiah 40:31 that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're drawing to a conclusion now, folks. Fifth chapter of Galatians. This hit me like a brick. You know, there was one church father that said, you know, you can look at a verse of scripture 1,000 times and the 1,001st times it leaps out and grabs you and takes hold of you. And in this fifth chapter of Galatians, Paul tells us, continuing on that 31st verse of the fourth, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, he can't, if you had the Greek, he can't be more firm in what he is saying. I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, and this is not talking about the medical condition, it's talking about operating under the law, or think you're operating under the law, think you're performing the law, if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are righteousified by the law, you're not. Ye are fallen from grace, from unmerited favor. Now, with this verse, I'll end today's teaching. Fifth verse, Galatians chapter 5. For we, children of the free, not performance of the law, through the Spirit, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. For we, children of the free, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. the children of the circumcised, think that somehow or other they're righteous. But it says, for we, the children of the free, through the Spirit that God has given us, we wait for the hope, and hope that is seen is not hope. Yay. These people who tell you God has a great plan for your life, yes, He does, but it is primarily and principally in eternity, where the manifestation of God's intention when He spoke and said, let us make man in our image, will be fully manifest. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of right standing before God. By faith, by acting on the promises of God. And that's the God School for today.